counting down. Our last half-hour whisper. Next time we talk, there'll be a winner. It'll be the Bulldogs or the Demons. You know that?
Yes, I know. It's getting tense now, isn't it?
Oh, it's getting tense. I wonder how one of the great Western Bulldogs fans is feeling. We've been catching up with a lot of the different well-known supporters of these two clubs throughout the week. Will Anderson, of course, a star, one of Australia's great comedians. Well-known to all of us here is a mad Bulldog, a mad Western Bulldog, and he's been good enough to join us this morning. How are you, Will?
Gary, Tim, nice to be on the show. Thank you very much for having me. I love the show, by the way. I listen to the podcast every day. So thank you very much for having me on. I really do appreciate it.
Go on, you, Will. One of Hayfield's finest, Gary. Will.
One of yours.
Yeah, just up the road. Way.
That's right. Wispy represents East Gippsland better than I do, I think. More shout outs to late Glenn Maggie on your show than there ever has been on any of ours, I think.
Hey, did you ever go out to the McAllister and throw a line in, have a bit of a fish, Will?
I'm not a fisherman, Tim, I will say, but my brother's got a boat and he'd get out on Lake Glen Maggie a fair bit, so that would be the extent of it.
You're a crazy Western Bulldog fan, I know this. Where did the love for the doggy start?
Well, I'm from an interesting family, Gary, because like my granddad and made all his kids be Collingwood fans, so at Christmas there'd be 30 Andersons lining up at Christmas and you would not get your $5. Everybody got $5 from grandpa. You would not get your $5 unless you told him you were a Collingwood fan. So up until about the age of 3 or 4, $5 was much more important than team loyalty in my life. So I would go up to grandpa every year and say, yes, I barrack for Collingwood. But about age 5, when my dad revealed to me that there was actually a world where you could choose your own team, he sat me down and said he was the only kid in his family who barracked for Geelong. And he said, if I wanted to choose my own team, I could choose my own team. So in our family, we all have our own teams. My brother is a Bombers fan. My sister's a Saints fan. My sister's kids are Richmond fans. So we're all over the place. But for me, it was one guy in particular, Brad Hardy. So I was, a kid at primary school. Yeah, absolutely, Tim. I was a bit of an overweight kid at primary school, and I had a bit of a red tinge going through my hair. And I saw someone in the AFL with long sleeves and white pasty skin that I could very much relate to. And I said, this guy is my guy.
Oh, you'd be over funny. The moon hearing that, Bradley. That is great news. So you went through the whole 2016, which was the fairy tale, and you got the result. Does this feel similar, different? How are you feeling right now?
Gads, well, you know what I will say? There was a moment in 2016 that I didn't quite understand until this week, which was, obviously every Sydney Swans fan at that game desperately wants your team to win. And I'm the same about the Bulldogs this weekend. Of course, you're desperate. These things don't come along very often. This is only the second time I've got to see my team play in a grand final in my life. So you know that this is an opportunity that might not come back again next year. But at the same time, I remember in 2016 when the siren went, the Swans fans were so incredibly generous to us Bulldogs fans because they knew what it was like to wait so long to break that drought. They'd had the same thing happen in 2005. And I have been overwhelmed by that emotion in these last 2 weeks. I've been soaking up every story about, the Bulldogs. Love listening to, Cody Waitman's dad on your show and hearing all the extended family. But to be honest, I've been exactly the same about the Demons. I've been loving the Demon story. I've been loving learning more about their players and where they've come from and the history of the Norm Smith curse and seeing all these great legends like Neil Danaher and Ron Barassi, have this opportunity to maybe see Melbourne win. So I really hope that both teams just absolutely play their best. It's one of those days where they come out and whoever wins at the end of the day, if it happens to be Melbourne, I know I'll be super disappointed, but I'll be very happy for Melbourne fans getting to experience that great joy that I got to experience in 2016.
No, that's beautifully said. I hope if the situation was reversed, I could be as magnanimous. I think I would because I get exactly what you're saying. What about as a watcher? This is a circumstance that we're in now. For you guys over in the Melbourne and the country, you're just a bit limited in what you can do on game day. How are you going to watch it?
Yeah, I did have plans to sneak in with an interstate truck driver, but I'm glad I did not go that route now. I'm going to be home alone, actually. I've got to be honest with you. And I'm one of those people who this week discovered that I did not have free-to-air television. We all live in this world now of the apps. And it was the realization on Sunday night when I went to watch the Brownlow, and I was like, I can't find the Brownlow. Why can't I get the Brownlow up? And then so all week I've been working out how to get the aerial on the top of my roof working so that I can watch Channel 7 all day tomorrow.
Given your love for Brad Hardy, the fact that they're not playing Ed Riches, you're disappointed in the Bulldogs?
I mean, I am a little bit disappointed, obviously, but I am more disappointed, Tim, that Brad Hardy wasn't there in Western Australia, because obviously my favourite player when I was growing up as a teen was Chris Grant. So I couldn't be more excited. The idea that I think Gary and Tim are such great choices, you know, for the cup presentation, two absolute legends of like when we were teenagers growing up into being adults, watching these guys play footy. It's amazing. But I think that people still underrate Chris Grant as a player. I mean, he could have, with a bit of luck, won two Brownlows and be regarded as one of the absolute all-time greats. I believe he is, and I think this is a great honour for him. But I also would have liked, if we'd gone a different direction, for Brad Hardy to present the cup. And I would have liked to see him topless, swing it around his head like he did his jumper to Mick Malthouse that day on the side. That's what I wanted to see.
Who's your favourite doggy these days?
Oh, I mean, it is hard to pick. I must admit that I met Marcus Bontempelli's mum once in the rooms after a game, and I turned to her and I did not know what to say, and only two words came out of my mouth. I just looked her in the eyes and I said, "Thank you," and she said, "I get that a lot."
Hey, your love is obvious and it's well known, and it's going to be a really big day tomorrow. And so you clearly, and you summed it up beautifully. I think the way you summed up your feelings towards the game is magnificent. So just give us the Norm Smith medal. You don't have to tell us how much they're going to win by, but what about from a Norm Smith point of view?
I think if the Bulldogs win, Bont has to play that game. He has to play the dusty game. I know that people look for the Norm Smith. They go, oh, it'll be some backman or forward. It won't be your expected superstar. But I think if the Bulldogs are going to win, Bont, you know, obviously had a bit of a slow finish to the season, second in the Brownlow, been warming up through the finals, had the injury, 2 weeks off to get cherry ripe on the day. I just feel like this might be the day that Bont reminds everybody that for at least a period of time during the year that he was the best player in the competition. So Bontempelli for the Norm Smith medal if the Bulldogs win for me.
Oh, he scares me the most as a demon as well, Will. Hey, great to talk to you and hear the passion in your voice, and good luck. I can say good luck. And I hope it's a day that, we can remember as one of the great grand finals.
Yeah, I agree, Gary. I just hope it's one of those days where everyone gets to represent themselves the best. I hate that idea that anyone will look back on it as being the worst day of their life. I hope both teams feel like they had an absolute crack and the better team won at the end of the day.
Well said, Will.
Great
well
work.
Said.
Good on you, Will. Thanks for joining us, mate. There's Will Thanks, Anderson, boys. Passionate Mad Doggy supporter. And I think he sums up the sentiment beautifully. Mm. I think everyone's going to scream their guts out for their team and go nuts, and hopefully everyone will be happy enough by the end of it if the best team can get up and win.